Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll see what's going on with Textron Aviation. They got something going on in East Wichita. Let's find out more. It is the Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Textron Aviation CEO said the company's new career and learning center in East Wichita has reduced turnover rates among new hires as the company addresses a manufacturing workforce shortage. CEO Ron Draper told aviation reporters, including the Business Journal's Jenna Farhat, that Textron Aviation is hiring about 100 workers a month, a figure that will likely remain unchanged for the foreseeable future. The $40 million, 75,000 square foot career and learning center that opened in April was an investment as the company plans to ramp up production while also replacing an aging manufacturing workforce. Draper said new hires that don't have prior training get a longer period of time to become trained and are better prepared for a new full-time role. The developer of one of the most newly renovated office buildings downtown is looking for tenants that want to sit directly across from the Wichita Biomedical Campus. 130,000 square feet of fresh office space is available at Kansas Health Science University, a building at 230 East William and 130 South Market. Those are the connected buildings. That's where the College of Osteopathic Medicine School occupies less than half of the high rise. The property is one of the few remaining opportunities for space adjacent to the Biomed campus. 8,000 square feet is available on the first floor, with between 7,000 and 32,000 square feet available on the fifth through ninth floors. And airlines nationally are reporting an uptick in business travel. Alaska Airlines is the latest carrier to report a sharp jump in corporate travel since the second quarter ended June 30th. That comes after United Airlines CFO reported an uptick like a light switch in late July and early August. Delta's president said his company's corporate travel is up too, saying people are back in the office, the country is open for business, and I think a lot of the hesitation that occurred when tariffs were first introduced is starting to unwind. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Happy birthday today, Kirk, to actor Jason Alexander from Seinfeld. George Costanza, 66 years old today.
I'm picturing him getting into the batting cage with Jeter and Bernie Williams right now.
Right. The storyline where he is employed with the New York Yankees is just precious stuff. So, that was always funny. And having to having to get George Steinbrenner his calzone.
And didn't Bernie Williams ask him if he was the guy who got him in the Holiday Inn in Minneapolis or something like that?
Oh, it's good stuff. One of the great TV characters ever. Costanza. Jason Alexander on Seinfeld. He is 66 years old today. All right, Kirk Semenoff, enough reminiscing there. We'll talk to you again 1 hour from now.
You got it, sir.
All right, there he goes, editor Kirk Semenoff with the Wichita Business Journal. Real quick, I've got a traffic update. Just got a call from one of our traffic trackers. Danny called in. He said Harry and Hillside power outage. So watch out. We've got no power in that area. If it's affecting those traffic signals, you got to make sure to treat those as four-way stops. Again, he said that that was right there at Harry and Hillside. And taking a look at things on the Evergy outage map, there are some outages in the area. Not a lot of reports, but it's kind of early for reports to really start trekking in until a few minutes later. So, yeah. Power's out, Harry and Hillside.
Oh, that's where Crispy Donut is. I hope they have a backup generator. Keep cranking out those donuts this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I'm a little worried. All right. Our discussions, of course, with Kirk Siminoff and the Wichita Business Journal are brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. It is 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Wallet Hub has come out with another one of its lists.
Here's today's
the best cities for vegans and vegetarians.
Vegans and vegetarians, yeah. Got it.
I'm sure you imagine Wichita is near the top of this list. That's not correct. No, they're right in the middle as usual. Not at the top. The top three, sure. The top four are San Francisco, Austin, Texas, Los Angeles, and number one is Portland, Oregon. Scottsdale, Arizona has the highest share of restaurants serving vegetarian options.
Scottsdale, Arizona?
14 times higher than the bottom, Laredo, Texas.
Wow.
Strange. And Scottsdale, Arizona has the highest share of restaurants serving vegan options. 55 times higher than the bottom city, North Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right.
San Francisco has the most community-supported agriculture programs.
Okay. Yeah.
26 times more than Houston at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
And Atlanta has the most salad shops per population. 17 times more than Santa Ana, California with the fewest.
Atlanta.
Most salad shops. Guess you got plenty of options. I guess they did this survey because October 1st, is World Vegetarian Day. And then November 1st is World Vegan Day.
Okay.
Wallet Hub says about 18 million American adults have a vegetarian or vegan diet.
No.
There you go. Wichita, like it right in the middle on that list of the 100 cities.
I still think that Wallet Hub just doesn't send anybody here.
Well, yeah.
And they just put us in the middle of the list because that's where the least people will notice that they really, you know, are just kind of making it up and didn't bother sending anybody.
Well, as we've mentioned, this is a big weekend in Wichita. You've got the downtown chili cook-off on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So that's huge. And then the next day, on Sunday, you've got Open Streets ICT Douglas.
Yep.
From noon to 4. That is a free community event. It's basically, they block off 3 miles of Douglas from Grove all the way west of Seneca. No motorized traffic. All you can do is walk, bike, skate, socialize for 3 miles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There are 5 activity hubs with live music, family activities, food trucks, street vendors, performers. And so if you want to know more, you can go to the website, openstreetsict.com. And Steve and Ted are planning on being there as well at Open Streets ICT Douglas. This will be a first. Steve and Ted have never attended one of the ICT Open Streets events. But Sunday is the day. Me and Steve will be there on, Steve and I will be there on Sunday. And we'll have a grand old time, I would imagine. And the weather is shaping up to be super nice. It is 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What is the, okay, here's your trivia for the day. What is the tallest U.S. state capitol building?
The tallest state capitol building. I have no idea.
It is not
the State House in Topeka.
It is not Topeka.
Oh, I don't think I'd have guessed that one
it
either.
It is not Phoenix, which is a very little building. It kind of looks like a bank.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a couple of state capitals that do have tall vertical buildings.
Yeah.
Nebraska is the one. That was my guess originally when I saw this question. Nebraska has a very tall building in Lincoln that is the state capital.
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen Nebraska, so I wouldn't have guessed it.
The answer is Louisiana.
All right.
Louisiana in Baton Rouge. Both chambers of the state legislature are there, and the office of governor, of course. A 34-story building. 450 feet tall, tallest skyscraper in Baton Rouge, 7th tallest building in Louisiana, tallest capital in the United States.
Okay.
Of course, most capitals in the U.S., or many of them, are kind of like Kansas. They kind of have that,
you know, that Roman dome, styling,
that
yeah.
Capitol dome, and but they're not necessarily tall, but they kind of resemble the U.S. Capitol in some way or another, but not Louisiana and not Nebraska.
Now, I guess the question I would have is, are any of them built in, like, not that Roman style that that so many government buildings seem to be built to resemble, especially Capitol buildings? I wonder if any of them have a more modern styling, is I guess what I'm getting at.
I mean, Louisiana would be one of them. It was built in 1931, so as far as state capitals go, it's one of the more modern ones. But that's there's your trivia for the day. Your tallest state capital is Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.